Hello to you listening to this. Yes, you. I'm speaking to you. Awesome, amazing listener. Yeah, you know, fan of What's the Topic right here. We're going to be doing the most. So, I really do hope that you have been great and you're doing amazing and everything is going well. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening. If it's good night. I really do hope you have an awesome, amazing day, night, whatever you want to classify it under. Because some people, yeah, you know, like, I don't know, people out there have different weird things, yeah, of how they describe, see things and all that stuff. Yeah, they just live in their own worlds, you know, that's some people. And then you have some of us who live in the same world, you know, where, yeah, we understand things. And, yeah, we do know that we affect each other in different ways. Many, many different ways. So, yes, whatever time zone it is, hello to you in that time zone. Whatever day it is, hello to you on that day. Because it doesn't matter whether you are in the future or the past. This show still applies. Yes. So, this is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic on Active FM, the best radio station worldwide. This is the number one station that exists right now, and there is no other station that is greater than this one, or that will ever be greater than this one. Why? Because Christ music is hot music. Everything to do with Jesus is above everything. Yes. Today's topic is going to be a very interesting topic, as you saw. That's why you even clicked on it. You wanted to hear what's happening. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the greatest man who ever lived. Yeah, obviously we're going to be talking about Cristiano Ronaldo. And yeah, obviously with myself, just so that you know already, I used to be a Manchester United supporter back then. And then Cristiano Ronaldo left Manchester and went to Madrid. Unfortunately, I left with him and then I went to Real Madrid. And then he decided to leave Madrid. I was like, okay, you know what? I am not leaving Madrid. Cristiano can go. I'm going to stay. I'm going to be a loyal Madrid fan, whether we have Cristiano or not. But yeah, I do believe Cristiano is one of the greatest players that ever lived. And yeah, we're going to be taking a look at his life and diving into some of the things, you know, that he did, achieved, and he's still doing. So until then, do not disappear. I'm giving you an awesome, amazing jam. Here is a song for you to enjoy. We'll be right back. I know you enjoyed that. I know it was amazing. It actually got you to, you know, pump the blood. Get the blood. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, it got your blood to boil. Yeah, it got your blood to be pumped up and boiling. So, yeah, I know. Christ music is hot music for real. Radio has never been better, right? You're on Active FM. Yes, so we're going to be taking a look at Cristiano Ronaldo. So, Cristiano Ronaldo. Who is Cristiano Ronaldo? Who is Cristiano Ronaldo? For those who do not know, Cristiano Ronaldo is a Portuguese football player. Yes, that's like the simplest way I can put it. He is a Portuguese football player. Yes, and full name, yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo's full name, in case you're wondering, what is Cristiano Ronaldo's full name? Cristiano Ronaldo's full name is Cristiano Ronaldo dos Santos Aveiro. Hey, you know, like, there's always that dos Santos, and yeah, I used to be a fan of Neymar, and, you know, his team, before he, you know, went to your famous, you know, Barcelona and everything. Yeah, his previous team, which was Dos Santos. Yeah, you know, I was like, I was a fan of Neymar. And that's how, you know, I got exposed to Dos Santos and all the stuff. There's a team called Santos, Dos Santos. So, yeah, it's Neymar's team, you know. But, yeah, we're not speaking about Neymar today. We're speaking about Cristiano. So, that's his full name. He was obviously born on the 5th of February, 1985, that's when he was born. So I know you got people who are calculating, you know, his age and everything, like, huh, okay, let's see how old is he now, you know, and what's happening. Yes, so that's the year he was born in. And then he was also born in the obviously Portugal, that's where he was born. My brain was about to do the most. So he was born in Funchal, Madeira, right there in Portugal, and that's where he was born. So yes, he's a Portuguese football player, and yeah, he obviously plays soccer, you know, because you also got American football. Some people, you might say football, and they thinking of American football. So not American football, we're talking about soccer right now. And yeah, he's a forward. He's actually a forward. He plays, his position is a forward, so that's the position that he actually plays. And yeah, he's one of the people who, yeah, obviously was one of the greatest player of his generation. Yes, yeah, he still plays, but to be honest, yeah, his time is coming. You know, his end is coming. And yeah, for those who do not know, he actually has 5 Golden Ball awards. You know, he has actually gotten the 5 Golden Ball awards. And his first ever Golden Ball award was in 2008, yes. And then after that, he got a Golden Shoe, so in the same year. And then the following Golden Ball award he got in 2013, and then 2014, and then 2016, 17. So, like, yeah, he was doing the most in those years. So, for those who do not know, yes, that's Cristiano right there. He's got Golden Ball, yes, 5 Golden Balls, so awards, that's actually what he has. Now, Cristiano Ronaldo's father is actually Jose Dinis Aveiro. So for those who do not know, yes, go and check him out. You'll see Cristiano Ronaldo's father. And yeah, let me know, does he look like him? Oh, does he not look like him? Because obviously people have different things that they want to say, you know. And yeah, you know, people always have something to say. Myself, I do think he looks like his dad, Cristiano. Okay, I honestly think Cristiano looks like his dad. But yeah, let me know what you think from your side. And yeah, so obviously Jose Dinis Aveiro was the equipment manager for the local club Andorra. So basically what was happening, you know, back in his time, he was a manager. He was an equipment manager of a club. It was a local club. And obviously the name Ronaldo was added to Cristiano's name in honor of his father. Because, yeah, his father, you know, like his father had a specific favorite movie actor called Ronaldo Reagan. So to honor his father, they actually gave Cristiano Ronaldo, they gave the Ronaldo, you know, to honor his father. So they were like, okay, I'm gonna call him Cristiano Ronaldo. So yeah, that's literally what happened. And yeah, that was obviously given to him. And for those who do not know, Ronaldo Reagan was actually a US president at the first time, obviously, of Cristiano's birth. So that's literally what was happening, it was going down. And then obviously at the age of 15, Ronaldo was disguised with a heart condition. Not disguised, diagnosed. He was diagnosed with a heart condition, and that obviously, yeah, needed surgery and everything. But he was obviously sidelined only briefly and made a full recovery. So that's literally what happened with him. And yeah, interesting, very interesting history, because there's like interesting things that have happened in the past, you know, in terms of Ronaldo and everything. But yeah, Cristiano has actually done the most. He has literally done the most. And yeah, like with his soccer career and everything, what happened is obviously he started in, you know, with Sporting. He started in Sporting, that side, and they had a specific season. And that season, what happened is he performed, you know, he actually performed well. And that specific season was actually one of the most successful season that he had with Sporting. And then from there, that's when now he caught the attention of Europe's biggest football clubs. And Ronaldo got signed with your powerhouse, Manchester United, and that was in the year 2003. So that's when he got signed. So he actually caught their attention. Imagine, woo, at some other levels right there for you. In fact, for you to do that, you need to be on your, like, performance-wise, you need to be on some levels. It's like you need to be on a level where people are like, yo, this young man is doing the most. So that's literally what he did. Yeah, 2003 he got signed up there by Manchester, and yeah, he was obviously an instant sensation, and yeah, soon became to be regarded as one of the best forwards in the game. So every game that he played, they actually said he's the best forward. He's one of the best forward. And yo, thinking of Manchester United's team, yo, you had your Wayne Rooney, you know. You had Cristiano there, you had Saha, those are like some squads, like players that, yo, Manchester United back then, I believe, yo, they had some powerhouse players in there, you know. That's why Manchester United was a powerhouse team. They knew, hey, playing against Manchester United, you have to watch out for Rooney, you have to watch out for Saha, you have to watch out for Giggs, and then you have Cristiano there as well. Oh, for you to get to the keeper, hey, you need to work hard. So that's literally what has happened. And yeah, so 2003 got signed to Manchester, and then yeah, 2007 to 2008, that's when he scored 42 league and cup goals. That's when now he earned the Golden Shoe Award as a leading scorer in Europe. So that's literally what happened. And then 31 league goals, that's literally what was going down. And then after obviously helping United to a Champions League title in the year 2008, so in the month of May, he actually led United in a Champions League title. He actually, from doing that, he captured the Federation's International, the Football Association. So obviously that's your FIFA. So he captured the FIFA World Player of the Year honors for his performance and everything. So that's obviously in your year 2007 to 2008. So there was another interesting season for him right there, because he did the most, and yeah, he led United, you know, to appear in the Champions League final as well, which, yeah, they lost to Barcelona. Barcelona was doing the most. But yeah, that's literally some of the things that he's done, and Cristiano has actually done the most. That's what I can say. He's one of the players that have worked hard and got to the top, and they actually did the most. That's one thing that I can say. And I do have something else that I want to add onto his life, you know, the type of life that he lived. He has a life that most people would want to have, but there's still something else, you know, that I wouldn't say he's missing right now, because I don't personally know him. He might have it, he might not have it, but I want to speak about that after this amazing song. Enjoy. The boy been stuck up in the mode. I won't let nobody know, cause I bet everybody knows already. Button up, don't let it show. Look, I don't mean to be so cold, but it gets hard to let them close to me. Guarantee that they gon' judge. I'm done waiting for your love. It's like a blizzard in my blood now. I pray that I will warm me up. These fallen angels won't be second thinking you are not enough for me. Lately I've been feeling alone. Lord help me remember that I have an eternal home. I call on your name. Worthy is the King. Yes, you are my friend, my love, my life. Thing that I want to speak about is obviously Christ. Now, one thing that's amazing about Christ is if you have Christ, you know, you actually live a life of purpose. And I'm thinking, imagine Cristiano Ronaldo replicating himself into other guys. So you obviously have Cristiano as one of the greatest player, but now he has other people who, let me say, have the same standard as his, and they are even better than him. He trains up guys that reach his level, plus they add their potential on top, their abilities on top, and then guess what? They become great. That's the stuff that I'm talking about. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. Jesus wants us to change people's lives and turn them into leaders so that they're able to do what we can do in Christ, plus their abilities as well. That's the type of life, obviously, that Christ wants you to have. And I believe Cristiano can do the same. I believe anyone can do the same. Even Messi. I mean, you can have a whole team filled with players that are on Cristiano Ronaldo's standard. That would be really awesome. Defenders on Cristiano Ronaldo's level. Your keeper. All of them. Imagine. That's called mentorship. You're leading leaders. So that's what we need to be doing. And I do really hope that this gets you to think about, you know, what your purpose is in life. If you don't know what your purpose is in life, get to God. God will reveal what your purpose is. And He will tell you what you need to do. He will fill you with a vision and everything that you need to have. So, yeah, do sit down, think about everything, and actually make a choice, you know. Make a decision to say that, hey, I want to do the most. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I'm going to make it happen. So, that's what you got to do. So, yeah, that's obviously for myself, Fearless Eagle. I really do hope you enjoyed the show. I really hope you did take some notes. I really do hope that you get to think about things that really do matter. Plus, yeah, we're in a time where the time is going, time is ending. The time we're living in is very interesting. So, make sure you do the most. For myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm going to love you and leave you. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good evening, good evening. If it's good night, now you can go and sleep. Peace out and God bless. Cheers.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
But the devil keeps pushing me back and he wants me to sin. Justifying on my action, he's sitting back clapping. He hopes I eventually bend. Mind at a breaking, he might overtake me and taking my mind just out for a spin. That's really how it begins. Take a quick look to my lens. We sit and we pose, we're doing the most. I'm prosperous to lows. We rest on our highs, we live on our toes. We keep it on coals, don't do we suppose. We barely get by, let's check the approach. The devil just want me provoked. Don't get caught up in the smoke, he likes to distract. See how we overreact, please don't get caught up in that. Humble beginnings, I should have known from the day I stepped out that he holds all dominion. Don't care about opinions. People have a lot to say about me and the life that I'm spending. I'm truly ascended. I gave my heart up to him. He holds my soul in his hand. He is the one with the power to beat death. But now I dwell and I do got it within. I soak up the moment. Why does know all of my wrongs are defined? In him I confide. A holy atonement. The garbage, the hurt, and the lies. When I deserve fire, he stood up and totally owned it. I don't have any opponents. Abiding with him, an incredible bonus. One thing that I know is for certain that this world does not truly own us. Yeah. Now I'm facing it. Trying to make some sense. Stuck in a world where hatred chases us. I've been saying it. It's our favorite to cover up our blatant vacancies. No mistakes in this, I am riding with him. I take sides to go in. While all these people are thirsting for buckets of splash, and the truth comes to waste till they cleanse. I never had time for the calling, but all of these people are asking me why. I'm caught up in all of the stolen, but the fears are keeping me lacking the drive. In my past, man, I have fallen so bad that I think that I'm less of a guy. The devil's got me hypnotized. New demons surprise in my head all over again. I'm trying to fight my way out, but the devil keeps pushing me back and he wants me to sin. Justifying on my actions, he's sitting back clapping, he hopes I eventually bend. Mind at a breaking, he might overtake me and taking my mind just out for a spin. That's really how it begins. Take a quick look to my lens. Checking my lenses. I see some people out here checking their benches or checking their friends. Don't want no connections. I hit back and wanna make an investment. You'd rather watch Netflix to cozy protected. Making no room for dependence while lacking direction. Just search for an empty acceptance. It's hyper responses that have me feeling so neglected. Yeah, got me back thinking. Why I keep reaching? Settle for less than when God gives me kingdoms. Battle the demons, they're fighting for freedom. Evil attacks feeble minds are the weakest. I can't believe it, I was feeling so tempted. Called to God and I vented. Sought his redemption, I prayed in repentance. But angels surrounded me, keep on preventing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Angels surrounded me, keep on preventing. Angels surrounded me, keep on preventing.